Yeah, bioenergy is exciting. I'm from Wisconsin, and I spent a lot of time in California, both states with a lot of forested areas and a lot of agriculture. So they're both places with a lot of what we call feedstocks. So when we talk about bioenergy, we're really talking about that, plant-based matter. So whether that's waste wood coming out of the forest management, whether that's agricultural waste, whether you're growing agricultural crops for energy production, that's the example everyone, of course, knows on that is corn ethanol. But there's lots of examples that are more recent on folks growing crops for energy production, for fuel production. So it's pretty exciting. The idea here is really, how do we think about that kind of hard to decarbonize part of our energy sector? We're very focused on electrification, but there are things that are hard to electrify. So how do we think about liquid fuel? Bioenergy plays a big role there. And then also thinking about electricity, can we come up with sustainable ways to create electricity from these bioenergy feedstocks? So lots and lots of different things. It's not just one thing. Many different inputs into this system. Algae, too, actually, I didn't mention. So we have a bioenergy technology office, which people know as BETO, B-E-T-O. They have an ongoing program. It's about $260 million per year to develop technologies to convert biomass and these waste bioenergy resources into fuels and products to enable affordable low-carbon energy, economic growth, innovation. A lot of that accrues to rural areas who, of course, are often, the ones producing the trees, the crops, et cetera. This is, I think, really exciting because there's opportunities to, create a secondary market for things like agriculture waste, for things like waste wood. That's another profit market that goes beyond that initial, beyond timber, beyond commodity crops, specialty crops. And BETO does a diverse range of things. I want to focus on one really important thing that is an administration-wide commitment, which is the commitment to support the development of sustainable aviation fuel. At the end of last year, there was a sustainable aviation fuel grand challenge that was announced. That the goal is to achieve a minimum of a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from conventional jet fuel. Sustainable aviation fuel is a really big piece of that, and there is a huge opportunity there to develop these fuels from those waste woods, from that waste agricultural product, from these bioenergy fuel feedstocks. So we've allocated about $60 million specifically towards sustainable aviation fuel, a scale-up and demonstration projects. We're working closely with our Vehicle Technologies Office on these projects and across the administration with USDA and others as well. So I'm excited about this because I living in California and being in that government for 3 years, I really was there for a lot of the wildfires. And I will tell you, we're putting a huge amount of public money into forest management if we can figure out a way that the wood coming out of those forests or coming out of agricultural lands, if we can figure out a way for that waste product to be converted into something really high value, like jet fuel. That is super exciting, I think, for a lot of rural parts of the country.